Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Voting in Venezuela's assembly elections on Sunday saw some protest as well as violence and even deaths. President Nicolas Maduro says the vote was a success and that it was aimed at restoring peace and unity to the country. VOA's Zlatica Hoek reporting.
The run-up to a vote on creating a constituent assembly has been marked by months of clashes between protesters and the government. The opposition is boycotting the vote, which it says is nothing but a maneuver by the president to grab more power. President Nicolas Maduro says the assembly is the only way to restore peace after months of violent protests.
The first vote for peace, the first vote for Venezuela's independence and sovereignty, and the first vote for the tranquility of the future of Venezuela. Today is a historic day.
Many Venezuelans expressed hope the new assembly will help lead Venezuela out of its political and economic crisis. Latin American powers Argentina and Brazil have condemned the vote. Panama and Colombia, where many Venezuelans fled from chaos in their country, have said they would not recognize the results of the vote. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the United States to cut its embassy and consulate staff in Russia by 755, heightening tensions between Washington and Moscow after the U.S. Congress approved sanctions against Russia. University of Denver Russia scholar Jonathan Edelman on whether Moscow and Washington will be able to resolve their differences.
I think it's going to be very difficult because there's such an imbalance in terms of their economic capability, in terms of democracy versus authoritarianism.
U.S. State Department deemed Putin's order regrettable and an uncalled-for act. This is VOA News.